Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 284 for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was mixed Thursday, with losses in the front months and a firmer tone in the more deferred positions as the spread saw some adjustment ahead of the month end. Canola was down $3 to up by $7. The May contract down 40 cents at the final trade at $462.40 per ton, after it had posted gains for most of the day. The March-May spread widened to a larger carry today, with the May contract now over $7 above the front month, after trading at an inverse for most of the past 3 months. After dropping sharply yesterday, ideas that those losses were overdone did provide some support. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, solid commercial demand, and a weaker tone in the Canadian dollar also helped underpin the canola market. But on the other side, Wednesday's losses did do some damage from a chart standpoint. The large South American soybean crop overhanging the global oilseed market was also a bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both higher, while wheat was mixed, although the bias was higher at the close. Soybeans were 5 to 16 cents higher, the May contract up 16 at 10.26 per bushel. End-of-the-month positioning accounted for some of the buying interest, while renewed concerns over a trucker's strike in Brazil were also supportive. While some routes have opened up, the ongoing labor dispute in Brazil is still underway, and only a trickle of soybeans are making their way to delivery positions at the coast. However, South American production is still expected to be record large, and the likelihood those beans will eventually move offshore did remain a bearish influence. Talk that China is well covered for the time being also limited the upside in soybeans. Corn was 3 to 5 cents higher, the May contract up 4 at 3.88 per bushel. Chart-based buying was a feature there as corn bounced off the nearby lows hit yesterday. A lack of significant farmer selling was also supportive, although signs demand is backing off on the other side did keep corn range-bound overall. Wheat bounced around both sides of unchanged, the May contract in Chicago up 2 cents at 4.99 per bushel. The gains in beans and corn did provide spillover support for wheat, while good weather conditions across the U.S. wheat-growing regions weighed on values. The International Grains Council released updated production estimates today, raising their forecast on the size of the 2014-15 world wheat crop to 719 million tons, but lowering its new crop projection by 2% to only 705 million tons. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, February 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.